Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 608.
Today we continue Kane's series on constructing quality shorts, and despite my attempts to hijack his agenda, it in fact has not turned out to be a series on tailoring. Kane asks,
are payoffs more about setting it up in the first place, or are payoffs more about moving the dart to the center of the board during the subsequent drafts?
Yes, both. The payoff is experienced by the reader when you fulfill a promise that the reader has picked up on explicitly or implicitly earlier in the story. And you can do it in either order. Sometimes you can only do it working backwards. Time paradox stories are like this. It's very, very hard to do a really effective time paradox that doesn't have oversights unless you work backwards from your conclusion. Which is kind of appropriate, since time paradoxes are about going backwards from the conclusion. There are some stories that really, really, really work that are very hard to tell any other way than drawing the target around the arrow after you've fired it. And there are other stories that you just set up and pay off, and you don't even realize what you set up until the payoff. I have written both of these. One of the things I've noticed is that the farther I get, meaning the more stories I have under my belt, the less often I have to work back from the conclusion. And working back from the conclusion can work one of two ways. Either you start off knowing where you're going to end, and you set things up so that that end will kick the reader in the teeth. Or you go quite a ways down the road, realize where you're going, jump back, lay the missing track earlier on like Agatha Christie used to do, and then write the conclusion. Both of those perfectly good ways to do it. The further you get in your career, the more you're going to know subconsciously where things are going, how to do this, and so the less frequently you'll have to work backwards. But depending on the kinds of stories you write, you may still have to work backwards sometimes. I've found I do it less as I go along, but I still do it from time to time, especially, and this is one of the reasons that people who write out of order, like me sometimes, write out of order, is that you get flashes of inspiration before they're appropriate to put them down in the story. So you skip forward, you write a scene for later, and then, haha, that's a conclusion that you're working backwards to. Yeah, absolutely. And with short stories, oh boy, can you get a lot of mileage out of working backwards from a conclusion. And again, look at time paradox stories. Really, really, really good time paradox shorts are some of the best ways to observe this kind of construction in action. And of course, the two very best time paradox stories in terms of the purity of the construction are the closed loop stories that Heinlein wrote. One of them, his first attempt at a closed loop was by his bootstraps, and the second attempt at a closed loop short was All You Zombies, which then got adapted into the movie called Predestination, another reason that I'm retitling my stories, starring Ethan Hawke, and the movie added another loop on the closed loop. It out-Heinlined Heinlein in the time paradox department, which was super impressive. So those will all be linked to in the show notes. If you want to look at fantastic construction, just pure story construction and working backwards from a predetermined conclusion in a way that is impossible not to pull you along, those are ones to look at. Some other stories that are really, really good at doing this, and in fact, a brilliant one to look at is Babylon 5 by J. Michael Straczynski. He worked backwards from a predetermined conclusion. He knew what the last episode was going to be before he knew what the first episode was going to be. And despite the reversals, having cast members die, get fired, quit, go on to other things, budgets get cut, networks screw with the show, he managed to do it anyway, and he was working with the constraints of television. And many episodes in that show could only have been done by working backwards from the conclusion. Most obviously comes the Inquisitor and passing through Gethsemane. Only possible to do by working backwards from the conclusion. And really, really well done. A film to look at that I've recommended before that many of you have probably seen that is exactly the same, it's only possible by working backward from the conclusion, is The Usual Suspects. Anyway, those are a few of those that come to mind, and you're definitely thinking along the right lines. Remember, the experience of the writer is not the experience of the reader. What order you do things in doesn't matter. What matters is the effect on the reader, and the reader, unless the reader is trying to teach themselves how to write, is never going to pick it up. They're never going to be able to tell what you wrote in order, what you wrote out of order. The only danger in writing out of order or in working backward from your conclusion is if you rob yourself of your spontaneity in the process and you start constructing things cynically rather than being able to find your creative groove despite knowing where you're going. For some people, that is not a problem at all. For others, it is a huge problem. Your mileage may vary depending both on who you are and on where you are in your career. Thank you very much for sending it in, Kane. I can't wait to hear the next. Thank you very much for sending it in, Kane. I can't wait to read the next one. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.